This is your news roundup from WCMU for Wednesday, April 7th. I'm Amy Robinson. High school basketball finals are happening this week in Michigan. That's despite the fact that the CDC has recommended Michigan restrict indoor youth sports. As we hear from Rick Pluta, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has other plans.
The governor said tightening restrictions is not on the table right now. However, she would not rule that out in the future. She said the plan right now is to rely on people to do the right thing when it comes to masks, distancing, and getting vaccinated, and hope that beats how fast the coronavirus is spreading.
We need everyone to do their part, though. And you can't count on the policy to fix all the issues.
Whitmer said Michigan could reopen fully as soon as this summer if the state hits the target of getting 70% of eligible people vaccinated. I'm Rick Pluta.
The latest surge in COVID-19 cases in Michigan is fueled by people under the age of 30. The state has seen nearly 400 outbreaks tied to youth sports and child care. Elizabeth Hertel is director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. She says there really isn't a plan to tighten restrictions. Hertel says the state is hoping to run out the clock on sports like wrestling and basketball.
As of this week, I believe indoor sports, for the most part, will be completed and we'll be moving to spring. Those outdoor sports that are less contact.
The state health department has mandated that high school athletes get tested multiple times per week in order to be able to compete and limit the spread of COVID-19. In anticipation of a rise in infections after spring break, Hertel did say they've encouraged schools to go to online instruction for a week or two. Michigan has the highest rate of new coronavirus cases in the country over this past week, according to the state's Department of Health and Human Services. More than 3,300 people with COVID-19 are hospitalized in Michigan. In an update today, state epidemiologist Sarah Lyon-Callow says Michigan Medicine made a grim forecast based on current growth trends.
They estimate that by April 12th, we could be at more than 4,500 hospitalizations for COVID-19, which exceeds our spring 2020 peak census. And for the ICU, in the next slide, they're projecting that we could be over 800 patients in the ICU, which is higher than our winter peak ICU census.
MDHHS Director Elizabeth Hertel said some hospitals are beginning to look at implementing surge plans. She says the department's focus is on getting people vaccinated. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says she would like to see the head of the state Republican Party resign as a University of Michigan regent for derogatory public comments he's made about her and other top women leaders in the state. Lisa Berry has details.
Responding to recent comments by state Republican Party Chairman Ron Weiser, calling the three top female Democratic leaders in the state witches, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says she thinks he should resign from the University of Michigan Board of Regents. University regents have already called for Weiser's resignation, but he refused. The attorney general says we're getting into a, quote, dangerous space with public comments she believes could lead to something disastrous for our state and for our country.
I just have to hope that the party stops trafficking in this kind of rhetoric. Will they? I very much doubt it.
Nessel adding it's fine to have political differences, but disagrees with what she called the need to dehumanize and demonize our political opponents. I'm Lisa Berry.
There's been a guilty plea in connection with fraudulent claims to a fund set up by Michigan State University for the treatment of sexual assault survivors. Scott Pohl explains.
The Healing Assistance Fund was set up to help Larry Nassar assault survivors pay for counseling. Seven claims were determined to be fraudulent. In all, those cases amounted to more than $500,000. The fund was shut down for a time because of the fraud allegations. This week, Tammy Johnson pleaded guilty to a count of using false pretenses to obtain money from the fund. The Lansing State Journal reports that Johnson admitted that she was not assaulted by Nassar. Valerie Von Frank is the parent of a survivor and founder of Parents of Sister Survivors Engage, or POSSE. She says the damage done to the fund has never been repaired.
I would like to see these defendants understand the consequences of what they did.
Johnson must pay restitution of more than $75,000. She will be sentenced in June. The other six defendants were offered the same deal. I'm Scott Pohl.
Last summer, Detroit police officers shot and killed Hakeem Littleton. As Eli Newman reports, investigators now are releasing their findings.
Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy says Littleton shot at police before he was killed.
The officers in this case acted with lawful self-defense and self of others, and thus there will be no charges in this particular case.
But those close with the 20-year-old Littleton dispute the prosecutor's conclusions. Noloiso Maatbey is his aunt. She says law enforcement demonized her nephew from the start.
Just imagine you just walking down the street minding your business, except for being black, and you have all these guns pointed on you.
Members of Littleton's family and anti-police brutality protesters are calling for the Michigan Attorney General's office to review the case. I'm Eli Newman.
Spring and summer could be record months for the Upper Peninsula tourism industry. Tom Nemechek is executive director of the UP Travel and Recreation Association. He says at a time of fluctuating COVID-19 cases in the state, the very nature of the UP promotes social distancing.
With our, 300 and some thousand residents only, or under 300,000, and 18 trillion trees, we look like a very safe environment.
The availability of COVID vaccines is expected to push UP tourism numbers to record levels, a trend that's predicted to last through the fall. After a dry March, Lake Michigan and Lake Huron are still 2 feet above average over the last 100 years. Water levels are projected to remain high this summer, but not reach the record heights set last year. That's according to a recent report from the Army Corps of Engineers. The agency cautions there is still a heightened risk of shoreline erosion and flooding. That's your evening news roundup from WCMU for Wednesday, April 7th.